Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mark J. Lindquist, and this is Mark's Motivational Minute. Today's topic, everybody needs a Jared. Everybody needs a Jared. If you don't know Jared, you got to know him. He's my business manager. He's my business partner. He's a best buddy of mine for, I don't know now. Let's see, we met in 2004, so we're talking about almost 13 years now. And so Jared L. Bai is my business manager and my business partner. And through 12 years of friendship, we are one of those groups of friends that we know everything about one another, but we still love each other, right? We still tolerate each other. We still are buddies. And so Jared knows everything about me, and I got a lot of weaknesses, and I got a lot of shortcomings in my life. And Jared knows those, and he understands that sometimes I need help with those things, you know? I'm not a detail-oriented person. I don't think in terms of spreadsheets. I don't think in terms of data and numbers. And so Jared fills this role at our company that without him, I would be a complete failure in business. Because he's my discipline. He's my voice of reason. You see, because throughout the course of my life, I've understood that I am a yes man. I'm a yes person. I just want to say yes. I see the glass not even half full. I see it overflowing. Every situation that comes my way, I believe it's possible. I believe that we can do it. And I just know in my spirit and soul that it's something we can accomplish. I am an optimistic person at heart. And so everything that comes my way, I think I can do it. And so I say yes to everything. Well, of course, as a rational human being, you know that everything that comes your way isn't necessarily the best thing for you. And so you need somebody in your life to say, whoa, 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 whoa. Just let's pump the brakes just a little bit. Let's slow down and let's understand exactly what we're dealing with here. And so for myself, Jared is that voice of reason. Jared, when we describe our different roles in our company, Jared always says that he is the dog walker. Picture like in New York City on the sidewalk, and there's 18 dogs at the end of, 18 different leashes. And there's one, poor sap that's trying to hold on to all those dogs. You got one dog that's wrapped around this street light. You got one dog that's sniffing the mailbox. You got one dog that's tripping a passerby. You got one dog going in the opposite direction. I am all of those dogs, and Jared is the dog walker. So Jared is, he's leaning back, you can picture it. He's leaning back just trying to hold this, unstoppable force back just a little bit and keep it under control. And that's Jared in my life. Jared is the person who says, okay, now this situation, Mark, I can see that it has merit. I think it makes a little sense, but let's just sleep on it. Let's just get a night of sleep on it, or let's talk about it next week and see it from some through some rational lenses. And he's the one who helps me make intelligent decisions, not emotional decisions. And he's the one who just fills the gaps that I have in my life. Fills the shortcomings that I have in my life. And I think that everybody needs a Jared to a certain degree. I think that, none of us can do it alone. None of us have all the skills necessary to, live life alone, but much less build a business and a successful business. And so as I grow in my business success, I attribute the success to him and our partnership. And I understand that without him, I would fail. And I think that the people that say the only ship that doesn't sail is a partnership, and they maybe advise against forming a partnership. Now, you can't form a partnership with just anybody. You got to trust them. They got to be the right person. And I'm not saying that many partnerships do succeed, but I know that in my life, I would not succeed without the partnership that I have with Jared. And I think that as you reflect upon how this lesson might impact you, you need to find a Jared. You need to find somebody who can be the yin to your yang, right? That they can be the balance, you know, in your life. That you certainly have strengths, but you certainly have weaknesses. And if you can find somebody who complements you, that can counterbalance your weaknesses and help you make decisions that are best for you, somebody who's rowing in the same boat, in the same direction, understands you as a person, can support you in your endeavors, and you can support them in their endeavors, I think it is a magical thing that has allowed us to build one of the largest and fastest growing motivational speaking firms in America. And without a partnership, there's no way that either of us could build a company of our size alone. What I want you to do is I want you to go out there and I want you to understand that there's a Jared out there for you. There's somebody who can get in your boat and row in the same direction as you. And when you do it together, oh, it's so much more fun. In the motivational speaking business, it's a very lonely business. Most motivational speakers, professional speakers, keynote speakers, whatever you want to call them, most of them are out there doing it alone. Their spouse is working another job and they're the speaker and the business manager. And so they don't have anybody to turn to when the successes happen. There's nobody to high five when the valleys occur. There's nobody to lean on. In my business, I encourage people to have a partnership. I encourage people to find the right partner to build this business together. And I think that's why our business has succeeded to the level that it has, because of a partnership, because I have a Jared. And because Jared can put his skill sets to work because he has a Mark. And so today's topic has been, go find your Jared. Go find the person that balances you. Go find the person that compliments you. Go find the person that can empower you to achieve the things that you want to achieve, because odds are very good you can't do it alone. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Mark J. Lindquist. This has been Mark's Motivational Minute. Please go and have a fantastic day.